All right, our next speaker is William.
Thank you. thank you. Let me, can you hear? Can they hear
they
good?
They should be able to hear.
Can you hear me good on the internet there? Good? Okay. All right, just give me to go ahead and I'll go.
Go ahead.
All right. Hello, my name is William Norris, and I'm here once again to protest the implementation of the new curriculum in this school district. As you know, I'm a Catholic evangelist, and promote homeschooling as the only way to educate children. The reason for being here is because as a church, we realize that in order to live more peacefully with our neighbors, it helps that the people in the community follow more closely to the dictates of the natural law. The main reasons for my objections to this curriculum is twofold. Number one, Sierra is a red county, and this curriculum does not represent the values of the majority of the people who live here. Number two, it totally goes against the dictates of the natural law, promoting deviant behavior such as sodomy and transgenderism, with its LGBTQ-friendly classrooms and recommended reading to second graders such as, quote, Pride, The Story of Hairy Milk and the Rainbow Flag. And let's not forget Kate Bornstein's book, The New Gender Workbook. Kate is a trans activist and writes about living with or without a gender. You can't make this stuff up. Sierra is a rural county that supports a more rugged way of life, and people know that when their children are indoctrinated with these quote-unquote Santa Fe values, they become effeminate and confused about their true roles that they were created to be. For young girls, this curriculum glorifies radical feminism by highlighting Gloria Steinem and the Savas Kindergarten Social Studies edition of My World Interactive on page 42. Then later in the book, you have Bella the Builder telling young girls that it is okay to leave the home and work, but to work a job that is totally foreign to her God-given design of being a mother by becoming a construction worker. And lastly, you have more second grade recommended reading like material like Rad American Women from A to Z by Kate Schatz that glorifies women like Angela Johann Davis, who is an American Marxist and feminist political activist. These examples create in the minds of these impressionable girls an aura of feminism so that women no longer want to have children and raise a family and follow their true motherly instincts. In a county that voted for Trump 59% to 38 over Biden in the 2020 election, this is a county that values law and order. People know when you try to implement a school curriculum that turns the natural order of things on its head, pretty soon law and order goes out the window. With the aforementioned examples in mind, I ask you to truly represent the majority of the people in this county and reject this new curriculum. For your only hope of salvation, please visit www.johnthebaptist.us.com. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you.